The following is an audio description of Masked in Violet and Orange, an archival digital print on metallic paper measuring 24 inches tall by 24 inches wide, created by Tama Hochbaum in 2022. In this self-portrait of the artist, her head and shoulders, ghostly and translucent, fill the frame against a black background which partially shows through. Her face is turned slightly to her left, and her eyes stare directly at the viewer from behind the frames of black glasses. Thin lines in gray, blonde, and white form her hair, which reaches below her ears and crosses her forehead in bangs. Some areas of the hair are highlighted in lines of bright green and blue. The top of the face between the bangs, eyes, and top of the nose is rendered in mottled bright turquoise, green, and orange. And the lower half of her face is covered in a violet COVID-style mask with a vertical fold in the middle. This mask displays small flowers and plant fronds in orange and purple. The artist's neck in light tan is visible beneath the mask and is covered with bright green and turquoise along with tiny branches of leaves. Her wide black sleeveless jumper top heads downward from either side of her neck and the tops of her bare shoulders appear in tan and gray. The entire artwork is covered in small orange flowers and olive green leaves which cover the figure's hair, top, and shoulders and are reflected in her glasses. Several groupings of three oval olive green leaves display long orange and black striped centers. A label next to the artwork shares the following information. Through subjecting her self-portraits to multiple digital processes, Hochbaum creates variation upon variation of her work, each stage of processing revealing a new creation. Her works, as she herself puts it, are, quote, vibrant, delicate, fabricated, staged composites that state, I am here, and this is my story, unquote. Central to her art is variation, change, and self-exploration, consciously centering the self. She never knows what the piece is going to end up being, whether a painting, a mosaic, a tapestry, or something else entirely. That is the beauty of it. This description was brought to you by David Petorti, an audio describer with Arts Access North Carolina, a nonprofit that works to make the arts accessible to children and adults with disabilities.